Daf is Daf Ches. So we got to around 8 lines down on Ches Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, quoting a statement, a piece from yesterday, Amar Mar, Yachal al Shalosh Tumas Halalu Yesar Mechapir. The Gemara had Havamina that maybe there are 3 different Tumas that the Sayyid could be Mechapir for. Tamalomar mit Tumas velo kol Tumas. Only some Tumas can achieve Kapara through the Sayyid, and not all of them. So Mamatinu Shechalak Akasa Michlal kol Tumas. Mitumas Mikdash Vikadasha. What was unique? Which type of tumah was unique that stood out from the other ones? We said Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha. And Afkan, but Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha of Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Just like elsewhere, we haven't seen yet, the Gemara is about to ask the question, but just like elsewhere, we see that Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha is unique. So too, with regards to this Sayer, Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha is unique. It stands out, and that's the only type of tumah that's going to achieve its kapara. So the Gemara asks the question we've been waiting for. My Chalak Demaisi, what's the unique? What's special about Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha in general? The Gemara answers, Demaisi Be'olva Yored. The fact that Olva Yored comes for Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha, where we don't find any other tumah bringing such a carbon, that's what's unique about it, and that's why it stands out and is the only type of tumah that gets kapara through this sayer. Fine. So Gemara now says, Ema, maybe it's Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's referring to Tumas Avodah Zarah. Umay Chalak, what's unique? What's chilik about Avodah Zarah makes it special? The sim in the next discussion we're going to have at Avodah Zarah, you'll let this Matorah Naz, we're going to ask about all these. Maybe these are unique in tumah. Maybe each one of them is unique, and that's what the Sarah should be mechaper for. So the Gemara ends up saying that Demaisi Seira below Kispa. The fact is, Avodah Zarah, you're only allowed to bring a goat, but you're not allowed to bring a sheep. As opposed to other karbanos, you have the option of bringing either a goat or a sheep. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you can only bring a Seira, you can't bring a Kispa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana, granted, that's unique about Avodah Zarah. It makes it different than any other type of Avera or Tumah. But Amar Rav Kana, Anan Chilak LaHakel Kaminan, Vai Chilak LaHachmirhu. We need a Chilak that's going to be more lenient, as opposed to a Chilak that's more Machmir. So what's more lenient than Machmir? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Chilak LaHakel, 2 narrow lines down, Kaminan. Hai Mematinu Shechilak Chilak Shul Hakel Mibailan LaShkuche. We need to find a Chilak that makes it more lenient. Dumya de Sar Pinimi, because we're talking about the Sar Lashem, the Sar Pinimi. De Kulahi, it's a Kula, why? She Yachid Miskaper Bekarbon Sibor Shelo Chasirbo Mamon Mishalo. That the carbon Yachid doesn't have, I'm going to get Kapar without having to make a loss and having to pay for $1,000 cow. And this Rashi, by the way, indicates, we see this elsewhere, that part of the kapara, bring a carbon, is the financial payment, the paying, it's expensive. So the fact that I'm getting a carbon, I'm going to get kapara without having to pay out of pocket, that's a kula by Sar Panimi. So just like the Sar Panimi is a kula, we're looking for a chilek, something unique about a certain tumah that also has a kula. The problem is, Avodah Zarah is a chumra. The fact that you only could bring a goat and you can't bring a sheep, Rashi explains, v'hai chilek lahachmir, Shim lo yimatzei seir, if you can't find the goat for Avodah Zarah, you can't find the kispa. What happens is, ele bedam yikarim yiviyena baal karcha. If it's very expensive to find the goat, you can't say, okay, I'll go for the sheep. You have to bring a goat. And no matter how much it costs, you need to bring it. So that's a chumrah. We're looking for a chilek, something that's unique in terms of being a kula. So that's why Avodah Zarah can't be this type of tumah that's getting kapara through the Sar Lashem. The Gemara suggests ve'ema yoledes. Right, there's a gear to each of these cases. They add in the word vav. Whenever a sentence, almost always in the Gemara, just the way the grammar is, whenever there's a vav starting the sentence, that indicates there's a question. So it really should be ve'ema. Ve'ema, and let's ask. Maybe we should suggest yoledes dechilik. Yoledes is unique because the yoledes, a woman who gave birth, demaisi olav yared. She brings olav yared, just like Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav brings Olva Yared, so to Yoledes is Olva Yared. So maybe that's the type of tumah, a woman who's Metame and a Yoledes, and she hasn't had a yet had chance to bring her carbon. Maybe the Sar Lashem is going to provide the kapara that she needs. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Hoshaya, L'chol Chatasam V'lo L'chol Tumasam. The pasuk regarding Sar Lashem, yes, it says tumah, but it also says Chatas. Has to be a tumah that's attached to a chatas. Yoledes is no chatas. What did she do wrong? She had a child. That's a wonderful thing. What is the chatas involved there? So Yoledes, the purpose of her carbon olav yored is simply to be matir her, to mitaher her, to allow her to eat karbanos, but has nothing to do with any chait. Asar Lashem is coming to be mechaper for a tumah that yesh bo chait. There is no chait by Yoledes. So that's why Yoledes cannot be the kapara being referred to here by Sar Lashem. Gemara says, we all know the Shita of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Damar Yoledes Nami Chotasi. She's also involved in Avera. Ma'ikla Meimar. So what's the Avera for Yoledes? So Rashi quotes a famous Gemara Nida. She kisho karas leled, when she's crouching to give birth, nishbas shelo tizake glibayla, she swears she's never going to be with her husband again. She never wants to experience this pain of labor. So that's the chait, by saying such a shrua and not holding to her, keeping to her word. So if you assume that, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that there is an avera, there's a chatas for the yoledes, so this would make sense. A yoledes is a chait with a tumba olive yorid. It's unique. So maybe that should be the kapara for the sar lashem. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon l'tameh. This is Rabbi Shimon speaking here. He goes, l'tameh, d'amar mimkomo humuchra. Remember Rabbi Shimon yesterday's daf didn't need to learn Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We had a whole question, we had 2 days as to why we know or how we know the Sar Lashem is mechaper unto his Mikdash v'kadashav. One was Rabbi Yehuda, who held that Mikdash v'kadashav is unique. So too, it stands out, so too, that's the kapara. Rabbi Shimon, who is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he held, no, we don't need that. It's Mukhra Mimkoma. Remember the Pasuk said he had a juxtapose the words Kodesh and Tuma? So those two words next to each other was the source. So he doesn't use the Mashachilik, whatever is unique. He has a different drasha as how we know that the Sar Lashem is Mechaper, because it says V'kiper al Kodesh Mitumos. Kodesh Mitumos are next to each other. Tells us the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, what's referring to, and he's not going the route of Rabbi Yehuda, he's not going the route of needing something that's unique. And that's why he's able to, on one hand, say, Yoledes is a Chatas with a Tumah, but you're not going to explain Sar Lashem that way, because he has a different angle. Then the Gemara says, V'Eima Mitzora. Maybe Mitzora is the unique type of Tumah that's going to receive Kapara through the Sar Lashem. Gemara answers, Amar Rav Hoshaya, L'chol Chatasam, V'lo L'chol Tumasam. What's the chait by Mitzora? Again, we're looking for Sar Lashem's mechaper for something that's a tumah and has a chait. There is no chait by Mitzora. A guy just happens to get a negatras that grows on him, and that's tumah. That won't be bechlal, the kapara of a Sar Lashem. But we know the famous sheet of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Damar al Shiva Dvarim Negarim Barin, Ma'ikla Meimar. There are 7 averos that cause Negarim to come. And there are averos. There are averos of Lashon Hara and things of that sort. So we see Neged Saras does come about because of a Chatas. So maybe we should say that Sar Lashem is Mechaper for the Avera of receiving Neged Saras. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Naga De'achperle V'karbon L'shtruye Bekal. You're right, Neged Saras comes about by an Avera, but you achieve the Kapara through the experience of having a Saras, by being that experience of the skin forming and by being sent out by yourself outside the camps. That's the kapara. The carbon for Taras is not coming to provide kapara. The carbon's coming to be matir, her or him, back into the tzibur, back into the kahal. So granted, there's an avera there, but the carbon has nothing to do with the avera. It's completely separate. Now look what Tosus asks. If you look towards the bottom of the narrow lines, the last few narrow lines, Dira Maschil, Al Shiva Dvarm Negaim Ba'in, Tema. V'hallo Maisi Ba'alma, Carbon Ahanach Averos, El Kishu Mitzara. So the averas that are listed, Lashon Hara, let's say, is one of the reasons, one of the averas that leads to Neged Saras. If a person speaks Lashon Hara without Saras, he doesn't bring a carbon. So we clearly see that the averas listed for Neged Saras have nothing to do with carbonos. Because had they had to do with carbonos, then Lashon Hara, Bifni Atzmo, regardless of Neged Saras, Lashon Hara should lead to a carbon. And the other 6 ones as well, none of them will ever lead to a carbon. So how can we have a Havamina? Heicha Teisa Kadaitan, asks Tosfos. How could you have a Havamina that the carbon of Mitzora is coming before the Avera that caused the Neged Saras? Because we know that those Averas in general don't result in Karbanos. What kind of Havamina is this? And so Tosus answers, V'nir l'rivan, d'sakadaitach d'artavayu maisi, l'kapara u'lashtri bekal. So he thinks maybe the carbon's coming both to metahir the Neged Saras and also to deal with the Avera. I don't know how this answers the question, to be honest, though. I don't see that, the answer. I hear the question, I don't get the answer. So let's leave it as a tzarchin for now. If I turn the Gemara now. The Ema Nazir Tame Dechilik Demaisi Tarum B'nei Yona. Maybe the Sar Lashem is here to provide kapara for the Tumah of a Nazir. What's unique about the Nazir? That it brings Tarum B'nei Yona, which we don't find by other Karbanos. So maybe that's the unique Tumah. Gemara says, Amar Voshaya L'chol Chatasam V'lo L'chol Tumasam. Again, the Sar Lashem is only providing kapara for a tumah. Sheesh bo chayt, that also has an avera. There is no chayt being involved in a nazir. Nazir is a very wonderful thing. A person separating from drinking and from tumma and growing his hair long, that's a nice thing. It's not a chayt. So that's why Sar Lashem is not providing kapara for a nazir. Ah, but we know the sheet of Rabbi Elazar HaKafar. Damar nazir nami chotehu. Ma'ik lememar. That Rabbi Elazar HaKafar holds that a nazir is a navaryan. He is considered a chote. Why is he a chote? Because he's tzir atzma min hayayin. He holds back from wine. Wine's a very wonderful way to, as long as it's, you know, obviously done in the right way, in the proper way, in the certain amounts. But yayin's a wonderful way to celebrate and be besimcha. And a person's holding back from enjoying this world, he's tzir atzma min hayayin, that's called a chote. So according to Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, though a nazir is a chote, and it's unique in terms of the karbanos it brought. So maybe that should be what the Sar Lashem is going to be mechaper for. So the Gemara answers, Savar la Rabbi Shimon da Amar mimkomo hu mukhra. Rabbi Elazar HaKafar is of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that he's not using the track of Rabbi Yehuda, that we're looking for something unique. He's going with Rabbi Shimon that the pasuk itself indicates, Kodesh mitumaso, next to each other in the pasuk. That's what's telling us that Ochel, Kadshim, and Mikdash are the ones that are receiving kapara for the Sa'ir Lashem. If you look at Tosu Dir Maskel, Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Adamar Nazir Chotehu, Tosus asks Vim Tomar, Vahalo Ikre Chote Elo Lofisha Tsiasu Minayayin, Vasar Eina Bal Chaper Al Tuma. Again, the Avera of the Nazir has nothing to do with what the Kaparas bring Kapara. Kapara, everyone agrees that Sar Lashem is Mechaper for some Tuma. A Tuma Sheesh Bochay. But Nazir has no Tuma. The Chet is holding back from Yayin. How do you draw the two together? What type of Havamina is that? Vyeshlomar Kevin Shayidea Tuma Bolo Shet Tsir Atzma Min Hayayin Pam Shnia. Now what happens is the initial acceptance of Naziros doesn't come about through Tuma. But when he is Metame while Nazir, and now he has to start all over again, the Naziros process, so that will be the second term of Naziros, comes about through Tuma. That's the connection. Again, it sounds a little strange here because let's say he never is Metame. Let's say he's a Nazir and stays Tar the whole time. We'll never have to come to this point at all. But that's, you see how Tosus is struggling how to connect the Avera with the Tuma Shebo. Okay, this Gemara, this Shita Rav Elazar serves as an interesting discussion about a person causing pain to himself. And a person cannot be mitzar himself. You can't hold back from wine. A person shouldn't fast. Could a person put himself in danger? Could a person hurt themselves? So this serves as a discussion. Could a person have plastic surgery in order for him or her to look prettier, look nicer? Is that something that's allowed? So some say you're not allowed to put yourself in pain. Rav Elazar says to put yourself in a position of tsar, and even more so, pikuach nefesh, because you're going, you're being put under anesthesia and going to be passed out, which is always dangerous, even though the percentages are very good, but still a danger, to put yourself in danger just to look nicer. Rav Elazar thought a person shouldn't do this. But Rav Moshe felt that maybe it would be allowed because the isser of these types of things is only of hurting oneself. It's only usser when you're trying to hurt yourself or someone else if it's derech hashchasa in a destructive way. But to hurt a person to make it look better, some type of tikkun, Ramosha thinks maybe it would be allowed. It doesn't seem like he's so happy with this, but this is part of the discussion of putting oneself into pain, or even more so, in a makom pikuach nefesh. Okay, let's... What, anything good there? What am I missing? Good? Nothing that good?
I remember hearing that, Rabbi. This is not as good as Rabbi Freifeld, I don't know if this is true, used to be like encouraging of like women who want a nose job.
He said, yeah?
I think so. I don't remember it. Vandy.
I have no idea, but never heard that, ever.
Okay.
Wow, if they have to all tell me them. I have to all tell me them.
Okay. Fine.
Kansas
interesting.
Could be.
Fine.
I know.
The Gemara then says, "Amar Mar Rabbi Shimon Omer Bimkomahu Mukhra." So we said above that Rabbi Shimon felt that the reason how we know, remember, the Sar Lashem, it's unclear which type of tumah Sar Lashem is mechaper for. So Rabbi Shimon's shita is that Bimkomahu Mukhra becomes clear from the very pasuk Harehu Omer V'chiper Al Kodesh Mitumos, which we're learning Mitumaso Shel Kodesh. Any tumah that has to do with Kodesh or Mikdash, that's the kapara that the Sar Lashem is providing. So Shapir Kamer, Rabbi Shimon had a very good pshat. That seems to be Pasha pshat in the Gemara. So how come Rabbi Yehuda didn't like this pshat? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lecha, Hahumi Barle, that pasuk of HaKodesh Mitumos is needed, Keicha De'avir Lefnai V'Lefnim, Hachi Navid Behechal. Whatever we did in the Lefnai V'Lefnim, which is Kodesh Yigadashim, we should be doing the same exact thing Behechal. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains around 10 narrow lines up, Keicha De'avir Lefnai V'Lefnim, The Mefarish Leil, we said above, B'minyana, Achas Lamala V'shiv Lamata, Midama Par V'chei Midama Sayer, when you sprinkle the blood on the Aron, and on the kapa, on the Paroches, we did 1 and 7 from the cow, 1 and 7 from the goat, V'asa Hai V'chip Al Kodesh, L'astu Yehichal, She'asa Kimokein Al Paroches, Mi V'chutz. Because the Gemara, the Psukim, you have to really learn Masechas Yuma to appreciate this, but the Psukim say you do 1 and 7, you do the sprinklings on the Aron, inside the Kodesh Kodashim. How do we know you do the same 1 and 7 breakdown on the Parochas right outside? So that we learn from the Pasuk, Kodesh Metumas. Kodesh is a reference to the Heichal. So we do on the Heichal exactly, in the Parochas exactly what we did, Lifnai V'Lifnim. So that's what we're learning from the Drasha, and it's not available to teach me that Kodesh Metumos is referring to also, it's Mechaper, what it's Mechaper for. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, hahu mi v'chein yase nafka. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Pasuk says v'chein yase also. V'chein yase meant, and you should also do the same thing there. V'chein yase is telling me you should do 1 and 7 on the Parochas, just like you did on the Aron. So therefore, the words v'chiper al kodesh mitumos is available to teach me that what type of kapara is Asar L'Hashem providing, it's on the Tumah Shebekodesh. Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yehuda explains, I miyahu miyahi, if we had the words v'chein yase alone, Havamin, I would think, Nisipar, Visar, Achrin, even Avid. Just like I brought a cow and a goat for the Aron, I have to bring a second cow and a second goat on the Heichal, on the Parochas as well. Kamash Mlan, from the fact that it says, Vichipar al Kodesh Mitumos, you use the same exact cow and the same exact goat as you did on the Aron, you sprinkle on the Parochas as well. And therefore, for Rabbi Yehuda, the words, Vichipar al Kodesh Mitumos, is not available. He needs to learn from a different source how we know the Sar L'Hashem is Mechaper and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. Rabbi Shimon says, V'chein Yase L'Ol Moed Minei Mashmet. Since it's L'Ol Moed, that itself, that pasuk itself clearly indicates that it's talking about the same exact goat, the same exact cow. You do everything exactly the same. And therefore, he has the words, V'chiper Al Kodesh L'Drasha, as a available phrase to learn that's Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. Okay, Gemara now says the last 6 narrow lines of the Amud here. Amar Mar Yachal Al Kol Tumas Shebekodesh Yehei Sar Zeh Mechaper. One might think that the Sar L'Hashem is Mechaper in all types of Tumas Shebekodesh. That means Ein Yedia B'Tchila, Ein Yedia B'Sof, Yesh B'Tchila, Yesh, every permutation. Maybe the Sar L'Hashem is Mechaper for all 4 permutations. Gemara says, Tamar Lomar, Mi Pishayam L'Chachatasam. My new, what does that mean? Yesh Ba Yedia B'Tchila, V'yesh b'yediv esof, hai bar karbonu. It can't be where a guy had the idea, had a nelam, forgot about it, was metame, and then remembered afterwards. That can't be the type of tuma it's mechaper for, because that guy brings a regular carbon chatas, he's bar karbonu. So that's not going, he doesn't need the sayer la'ashem to provide kapara. Gemara says, lo tzricha, disya delay samuch l'shkia sachamam. No, it's a situation where he mamish found out erev Yom Kippur. So we look at Rashi, what he says here, Samech l'shkia, hachama, Erev Yom Kippur, v'lo haya shos l'havi karbono. He mamish found out Erev Yom Kippur a few seconds before. He did not have a chance to bring a karbon. There's no time left to bring a karbon. So in that case, maybe we should suggest that the Yom Kippur is going to provide a kabbara for this guy. Even though I'm chayv a karbon yachid, a karbon chatas, in a case where there's no time to bring it, Yom Kippur will be mechaper for me, even though I'm chayv a karbon. That's the havamina. I would have thought, Ademaisi, until I bring my carbon yachid, at least let Yom Kippur nitle protect me, le mina yisurim Rashi says, from all tsaros. Kamash Milan, that no, that the Yom Kippur carbon tzar l'Hashem will not be mechaper, will not be tola if I own a carbon yachid. Even though I have no chance to bring it, I'm amish who found out Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, Samach l'chashecha, still Yom Kippur is not mechaper for such a carbon.
You can't bring it after?
Yeah, you have to bring it after.
You have to bring it after.
Yeah, the question is, can the Yom Kippur, could it have provided kapara for me for that 24 hours, since I can't bring in a Yom Kippur now, will protect me for 24 hours? Havamina was, it's mechaper, or at least really metal matle, or tola, it protects me for 24 hours. Kamash Milan, it doesn't provide any protection, I'm kind of just stuck until I bring my carbon yachid, I'm in danger.
And why not? Do we know why?
Because the psukim indicate otherwise.
Oh.
That's all, it's exerce kasif.
This is going back a little bit, but when we said the Ema Yoledis before, when the Gemara was discussing the different Havaminas of what the Tumas could be referring to,
right,
it was Yoledis, we just said on the last Amud, Rashi said that the Havamina there was that if Yom HaKippurim would have passed without the Yoledis bringing her typical korban, then the Sira Nasa Bifneim would be the Chaper that she could eat Kadshim at that point, with no suggestion that there be a subsequent Korban after.
Right. It says based on Sugyas and Krisis. It's a different Inyan, Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur was not being Mechaper for Chatas of Yoledes, it was being Metaher. It's a whole other Inyan. We're looking for a Kapar of the Chatas. Mm-hmm. So, but those are Sugyas and Krisis about
it. So in other words, here, there's no Havamina that you right. wouldn't have to bring the Korban along. Exactly. Yorid, it's just that it would.
Correct. Yeah. There is a Paras Yosef asks a question here. How could the Gemara right now have a Havamina that you could have brought a Karban Yachid on Erev Yom Kippurim? We have a concept that Eim Avin Kachim Lebeis Psul. And what's the reason why we don't say Mizmor the Soda on Erev Yom Kippurim? Because you need 2 days to eat it. And if you're saying Erev Yom Kippur, you only have a few days to eat it because you can't eat it on Yom Kippur. It's Asr to eat on Yom Kippur. So we don't say Mizmor the Soda. We don't bring a Karban Chachila where we know there's going to be leftovers and you have to burn it. So they ask a question here, how could there be a Havmina here that you could bring a Karban Yachid on Erev Yom Kippur if there's not going to be enough time for you to eat it? So there's a whole back and forth here discussion whether that concept of Ein Mivin based Kachim, Ein Mivin Kachim based Psul, whether that's a Psul deraisa or Psul Midirbanan. He ends up concluding that Ein Mivin Kachim based Psul Lechachila, that's only a Psul Midirbanan. But really, Midiraisa, you are allowed to bring, say, a Karban Toda, and you can bring Karbanos Erev Yom Kippur, even though it's going to minimize the time of eating it. You're really allowed to Midiraisa. It's only Midirbanan that you're not allowed to. The Gemara here is working within the world of Deraisa that's permitted, but Halach L'maisa be paskin, a person doesn't bring a Karban on Erev Yom Kippur or any other day that's going to minimize the time of eating it. Okay, let's go to the top now of Chesam and Beis. The Gemara now says, Amar Mar, Minayin Sheish B'Yadiyah B'Tchila, Vein B'Yadiyah B'Sof, Shisayir Zeh Tola. So how do you know that if there's a Yadiyah in the beginning, but the guy never was made aware afterwards that he was ever Matama? He had no idea. So we said in the Mishnah that Sarir Lashem is going to protect this guy until he finds out he did something wrong, in which case when he finds out he has a Yadiyah B'Sof, he has to bring a Karban. So the Gemara says, My Kakashi, what's the question of where? Hachi Kakashi, this is the Shaila. Hashta Da'amris Chataim, now that the Pasuk says we're comparing a Chataim to Pshaim, and Pshaim is a Avera on purpose, a Mezid. So, Ma Pshaim La B'nei Karban. Whenever you violate an Avera, B'Mezid, you never bring a Karban for Mezid. So too, by this connection, Af Chataim Nami De La B'nei Karban. So we say the Chatas that we're referring to, the type of Tumah, referring to a Chatas that doesn't have a Karban. So, what type of Chatas, what type of Shogeg does a person not bring a Karban? Ema ma pshaim dela b'nei karban liolam, just like a pshaim mazid never could result in a karban. The guy's putted from a karban forever. Af chataim dela b'nei karban liolam. So too, we're talking about a tuma that has a chatas that will never lead to a karban. What type of chatas tuma will never have a karban? My ninu ein b'yadiyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yadiyah b'sof. Whenever the guy never had a yadiyah in the beginning, you could never lead to an aveira. A chatas only could come about when there was a yediyah betchila. But if there's no yediyah betchila ever, that can never lead to a karban. So maybe that's the type of tumas chatas that we're referring to, the Sar Lashem. But if it's a yesh ba yediyah betchila, ve'ein ba yediyah besof, if it's a person who had a yediyah in the beginning, but now doesn't know, he doesn't know about it. But kevan dechi misyadelei bar karbanu, but once he finds out he did something wrong, he will have to bring a karban. Ema lo litle. Maybe the Sar Lashem is not going to provide kabara. Because again, we're looking for a chatas that's similar to a pshia. Just like pshia will never lead to a karban ever, so to a chatas we're talking about will never lead to a karban, which is what? A guy who never had a yediyah betchila. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema, if you're going to tell me, ein ba yediyah betchila, that type of guy who never had a yediyah in the beginning, but has a yediyah now, we already saw in the Mishnah, Sayer Hanasa Bechutz, V'yom HaKippur Mechaper, the Sar that goes outside is Mechaper. So you don't need two Karbanos to teach to bring Kabar for both those Dinim. If we already said a guy who has Ein Yediyah Betchila, V'yesh Yediyah Besof, he's getting Kapara for the Sar Hanasa Bechutz. So why do you have to have a Sar Lashem also provide that same kapar for him? We already have a Sar that's accomplishing that. So in this Havamina, again, it's only Havamina, Saka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Nipach Mepach, switch them around and say that the Sar Nasa B'chutz is on a guy that's Yediyah B'tchila Vein Yediyah B'sof, and the Sar Lashem is on a case where Ein Yediyah B'tchila V'yesh Yediyah B'sof, that he'll never ever bring a carbon since there was never yadir b'tchila. We'll switch things around. So the Gemara says, "Kamash b'lan amar kra l'chol chatasam," means mechal d'bnei chatas ninu. We're referring to the Sar Lashem's providing kapara for a chatas that will eventually lead to bring a carbon chatas. Which is that? That's a person yesh yadir b'tchila v'en yadir b'sof. So since he has no idea currently, the Sar Lashem is going to be mechaper, at least it's going to protect him, but once he has that yadiyah besof, he's going to end up having to bring a carbon chatas. A bit confusing, hope that was somewhat clear. Fine. Everyone good on that? Good, okay, excellent. Gemara says now, v'niskapib kapar gemura. So why not provide a full kapara? Why are we creating this type of din that the Sar Lashem is only going to protect him from any yisurim? Why don't we just say, let him have a full kapara? So the Gemara says, because iksiv mechatasam kidikamras. How the pasuk says mechatasam, that would be mechaper from his chatas, you would be correct. That would have indicated that the Sar Lashem provides a full kapara. He's completely clean slate. But hashadiksiv lichol chatasam, to his chatasam, lahanach da'asa lichlal chatas. It's referring to that it's going to, Sar Lashem is going to protect him for someone who's going to lead to a chatas. We'll have to eventually bring a chatas, which indicates that the Sar Lashem is not going to completely wipe him clean. It's something that's going to protect him until he has to bring his own carbon chatas, namely when he finds out he did something wrong. So then the Gemara asks a very basic question. So if it's true that the Sar Lashem is not going to clean his veiras, so lama tola, what's a tola for? Amar Reb Zera, lomar shim mace below avon. It tells us because if he dies without sin. If he never finds out he did anything wrong at the end of the day, he had no yediyah b'sof, so he's completely off the hook. That Yom Kippur, that Sar Lashem is going to ensure that he's protected, and that when he dies, we acknowledge that he never did any avirus because he was never aware of it. That's what's going to, it's going to tell us that he's clean of any sin. That, again, it wipes it away. Gemara says, what do you need the Sar Lashem to provide that kapara? Amalei Rava im meis misa mamrekis. We know the Gemara tells us that the one person dies, the death itself cleans a person from all averos. So if that's the case, what do you need the Sar Lashem there to clean him from the avera? The meis is going to accomplish that. And so the Gemara answers what we already knew, though, Rashi already invoked this several times, El Amarava Lahagin Alav Mina Yisurim. The Sar Lashem is simply there to protect him. When a guy does an Avera, even if he doesn't know he did something wrong, there are still Yisurim that could come to a person because the way Avera works. The guy doesn't know any better. He didn't know he did anything wrong. He still can be subject to certain Tsaros and Yisurim. That's where the Sar Lashem is there to protect him and until he knows he did something wrong. Once he knows that something he did something wrong, then he's no longer protected until he brings a carbon chatas, which then entirely cleans his slate. There's a fascinating discussion in the Minchas Chinuch about the concept of Misa Mamrekis, that a death of someone really cleans a person out entirely. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a Sefer Yafin Mare, which has a Chakira, if the Misa Mamrekis, is it Mamrekis only when a person dies early, younger age when he shouldn't, but if he dies at a regular age, a regular normal death, maybe Misa wouldn't be Mamrekis, or no, in all instances, Misa is always Mamrekis. It always cleans a person, even if he died at the age of 120, it's always Mamrekis. That's the Chakira. And he concludes that it's always Mamrekis. Even if a person dies a natural death at a very old age, Misa is always Mamrekis. Now, the quote from the Ragachava, who argues and says that a chet, a person who died b'mezid, it's not Mechaper unless he's killed through Bezdin. A natural death does not have the concept, does not provide a kapara, is only going to provide a kapara if he's killed through bezin. So that's an interesting discussion. We always, when I read the Gemara all over, it seems to say that death, no matter how a person dies, it's always mamrekis, but it doesn't seem to be so clear, according to all the posium, that that's the case. We hope that Misa is mamrekis for all of us, even a natural death.
What is mamrekis? Marika
and Shtifa, the Gemara, the pasuk of Marika and Shtifa, when it comes to the kalim and the Beis HaMikdash, there's a way of cleansing it, purging the kalim to use it from any blood there. So it means to purge, to cleanse. But that's the only modern thing, Marika and Shtifa, in the pasuk.
Is that like in Gehenna, that death process?
This is death alone. The Maisa Misa alone, that itself is Mamrekis. What happens in Gehenna is a whole other level, I think.
But this is saying that there is no Gehenna. Because you're clean,
you're cleansed. Oh, right. So, and I don't think, I mean, in Mamrekis, I guess to a certain extent, certainly not entirely, because then there would never be Gehenna. Right. So, I'm not sure what level.
Talking about
this is talking about Misa Mamrekis from that Avera.
But the Yisurin, they said that it's going to be the Rav Kamina. That's not talking about during life. That's talking about...
No, I think during life. Yeah, during life, yeah. It's, when the guy's alive, if he doesn't know he did anything wrong...
Megan Alav al Yisurin.
Yeah, but once the guy dies, and then it cleans him from Yisurin. Obviously no Yisurin at that point. At least no physical Yisurin at that point. So I'm not sure what type of ruchnius cleansing takes place
Rashi
there.
Rashi quotes the Gemara Numa that only if you did tshuva on that, then misa is menorah.
Aha, so that has to be so. Then the question becomes, with the tshuva, is it a misa meshuna or is it a misa even kadarko? So the discussion in the back was only a misa that's meshuna through bezdin or an unnatural death. But Rashi doesn't indicate any type of misa. He just says, as long as the prerequisite of tshuva, then stam misa is going to merkes a person, even a natural death at the old age of 120. Let's finish off the Amud here. Gemara says the two dots ein ba yedi b'tchila v'yeshu yedi b'sof sara nasa b'chutz v'yom ha-kipur mechaper. The Gemara wants to know now michdi iskushu iskushu lehadade. So these two are connected. The sar l'ashem, the shnei seirim, we have the sar l'ashem and the sar l'azazel. Sar l'ashem is what we call the sar panimi, and the sar l'azazel is called the sar hanasa b'chutz, the one that's sent outside. So the psukim clearly connect them. There's actually a mishnah yuma, it's called parak yuma shnei seirim. The two goats have to look exactly the same koma, the same mara, the same price, everything has to be exactly the same. So they're clearly very much connected, and it's a whole hagrola, there's a whole lottery that we do. So now the Gemara asks, Michtei, is kushe iskush lahadade, the sar nasa b'chutz, and sar panimi are both connected, v'na chaper panimi adidei, v'adichiton. Let the sar panimi mechaper on its own averos, that is mechaper, the tumas mikdash v'kadashav, and let it also mechaper on the chiton, whatever the chiton's supposed to. Finafkamina, what's the need? Why do you need that? Once you have the sar nasa b'chutz accomplishing the kapara, why do you have to have the sar panimi doing the same thing twice? So the nafkamina is, let's say there's a case, a strange case, but let's say there's only one goat that year. And therefore, you only accomplish one of them, so then let the sar panimi accomplish the kapara for itself, and the kapara that the chiton otherwise would have done. So Amar Kra, the project says, achas. Kapara, achas. The whole, I'm getting the pasuk on the side here. One second. Where is that? It says v'chiper Aaron al karnosav achas b'shana, once a year. So achas kapara achas mechaper v'ne mechaper shtei kaparos. That the sar can only provide one type of kapara. The sar panimi cannot provide two types of kaparos. So that's why the sar panimi and sar nachse b'chutz are mutually exclusive. So then the Gemara says fine. So the panimi can only provide one kapara at a time. What about the other way? Nechaper chiton adidei v'amai David pinimi. So let the nasa b'chutz, let that mechaper on whatever the chiton is supposed to mechaper, and let it also mechaper on what the pinimi is supposed to accomplish. Let the nasa b'chutz, the sar lazazel, accomplish two types of kaparos. So the Gemara says, nafkamina, lituma d'ira ben zelazeh. So what's the question? The sar l'ashem is brought first. So once the sar l'ashem comes and it's mechaper for tumas mikdash for kedushah, so why is there havmina that the sar nasa b'chutz should also provide the kapara? We just got kapara 25 minutes ago with the sar l'ashem. So the nafkamina is, let's say a guy became tamei and ate kodesh, which Yom Kippur, or became tamei, entered into the Beis HaMikdash after the sar l'ashem was brought and before the sar l'azazel was kicked off the mountain. So during those 25 minutes, now that guy is stuck. He has to wait a full year now to get his full kapara. Let him get kapara with the sar nasa b'chutz. So the Gemara says, now the answer is, Amar Kra, achas b'shana, it says, kapara zu, this kapara of the sar lazazel, lo tihei, only comes, ela, achas b'shana. It can only come once a year, and you cannot get it two different times. And that's how it answers. Okay, so we'll stop here.